live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ben Holcomb, who is a storm chaser from the Lansing area originally, now living in Norman, Oklahoma. Good evening, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
You had a wild weekend, my friend. You were storm chasing in Mapleton, Iowa, and anybody who's had the TV or radio or seen a newspaper in the last couple of days knows about the devastation that happened there, and you were watching it all.
Yeah, I was. I originally set up just to the west of Mapleton on Saturday afternoon. I targeted the storm pretty much almost dead on day or two in advance. I set up, you know, west of Mapleton and watched the storm fire up and followed it east. And I was actually east of the town of Mapleton, looking back to my west when I witnessed the tornado. Saw it form, saw it hit the town. I did not see any of the debris or anything, but from the people, some of my storm chaser friends I've talked to, you know, the devastation there was pretty great.
Well, and I happened to, my daughters were both over on Saturday at the house, and we had Facebook up, and we were watching and following you on Facebook, then on your live chase, the video or the, help me out here, what do you call it?
The streaming cam.
Thank you. The streaming cam. I was watching that, and then we were riveted to it, watching where you were in relationship to what was happening. You know, I know your mom and dad. I worked with your dad at TV6. I can't imagine being your parents. You know, God love you.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably worries them sometimes. I'm not sure how closely they watch it, but I'm guessing they probably watch it closer than I think. And, I was close in there. I didn't ever really get too close, especially because right after the Mapleton tornado, the storm, what's known as cycling, and the tornado lifted up and basically goes through a process of rebuilding itself. And the next tornadoes that touched down were actually after dark. And, you know, once it becomes after dark, you can't see as well. And so I stayed back a little bit further. But, you know, I still stayed what's known as in the hook, and that's the hook echo that you see on the radar, and I stayed in that most of the evening, but I at least tried to stay ahead of it, stay safe.
Now you were, as we were following you on Facebook and on the radar, on the storm chasing van, you were talking about how big this was, and this one was the one that hit while it was still light, so you could see this, and you were talking about how massive it was.
Yeah, it was a pretty significant tornado, and they ended up rating it an EF3, which is, you know, I mean, they're not very common. The last EF3 in Michigan was the Potterville tornado in 07, and before that, you have to go all the way back to, I think, 1982, the Kalamazoo tornado. Maybe that was 1980. You had to go back quite a few years before you came across another tornado of that significance. In the state of Michigan.
What I find very interesting, Ben, is how, and I know it's years of work in pinning down this information, how, you know, you're living in Norman, Oklahoma, and you decide, you know, you watch a system, and then how you pinpoint the area you're going to go.
Yeah, I chased last Sunday at the beginning of the month, and after that, you know, I started looking at the longer range weather models, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, started looking progressively better and better and better throughout the week. And it kind of went up and down throughout the week, but I had a pretty good idea that I'd be chasing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And really, I only ended up chasing on Saturday, which was the biggest day of the event. You know, there was still quite a bit of uncertainty for the other days. And yesterday's event was pretty well hyped, but it didn't end up being the big event that they thought it would be.
And you have, there were a number of them over the weekend, on Saturday particularly.
Yeah. The big tornadoes were on Saturday in Iowa, And really, it just came from one thunderstorm, which is known as a supercell. It was just one supercell, just kept producing tornadoes for quite a few hours. The environment was just perfect for tornado formation. And, I was able to, like I said, I pinpointed that a couple days in advance that it, you know, that would be a hot spot for tornadoes. I wasn't expecting quite the night I ended up having. I ended up seeing 8 tornadoes total. I had to go back through and figure it out this morning. Because I wasn't able to get video of everything because it was dark out. And then, I came up to a final count of about 8. And one of the tornadoes was 2 to 3 miles wide, according to the National Weather Service in Des Moines, which if that stands, that would probably be the largest, widest tornado reported in history.
Oh, my gosh.
So the record holder right now is about 2 to 2.5 miles wide, and it was in Hallam, Nebraska in 2004.
This is amazing. When you're talking about video, I want to let people know as well that you have DVDs of your storm chases and video of capturing these tornadoes. How can people get information on finding these from you, Ben?
Both are located. I have a link on my webpage to buy the DVD that I have out for sale, and the actual tornado footage from Saturday is on the front page right now. The website is michiganstormchaser.com, and like I said, it's right there, right on the front page.
Well, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing stuff. I have a little history with tornadoes. So you know about my daughter being involved in one this last summer. And then when I was a little kid, my parents bought a home on Saturday, and it was gone Sunday morning after being hit by 2 tornadoes. So I take these things very seriously. Where's the next place you think you're heading? What weather systems are you looking at?
I actually have not had a chance to look at the long-range forecast models again. With this system, it went and what's known as scraping the Gulf of moisture, and basically, the Gulf of Mexico is a really hot and humid place, and you get one of these big cold fronts to go sweeping across it, and it brings the cool, dry air all the way down, and it takes a few days to about a week for the Gulf to recharge at this time of year, and so we have to wait for the moisture to recharge there, and wait for the next system to go ahead and draw it up into the plains again. So
we'll be watching and following. That's for sure. I love all your stuff, Ben. I keep track of you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay safe, Ben. We'll talk again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben Holcomb, a storm chaser from Lansing, now living in Norman, Oklahoma. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.